Action. Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is Yom Chamishim Shabbat Kodesh, Kaf Gimal Be Adar. A week away from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kishma Kamaises. Yeah. So we are starting a new Ma'amar. Today Ma'amar Dalet. We're on page Resh Kafe. Neki Chapaim Uvar Levav. Nefesh Naki Vetzadik. Hine, Matzano Etabitui Naki Al Adam Azahir Be'inyane Mamon Acharim. We find that he's going to bring a pasuk in Tehilim. She'alav ne'eman neki chapayim uvar levav shu ya'aleh be'ar Hashem. David HaMelech refer, when David HaMelech calls a person clean, what's a clean person? A clean person is one who is careful with regards to other people's money. Interesting. And only a person like that can ascend the mountain of Hashem. V'chein emru chazal, al siluko shel echad ha'amoraim. It says, Masechet Moed Katan Tav Kafei Amud Bet, when one of the Amoraim passed away, it says, Rochev Aravot Sas V'Samech Bevo Elav Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. Hashem is happy when the soul of a clean and righteous person comes to him. V'Nirah Shenaki U'Melashon Nikion Kapayim. Clean palms. What does it mean to have clean palms? You didn't steal from anybody. Sheken Be'Inyane Mamon Motzim Et Nekiyut V'Tzadik Hayinu B'Ma'asim Tovim. Tzadik in general has to do with your other behaviors, with your other Ma'asim Tovim. But Nekiyut, cleanliness, is with regards to gezel. Achin, takshiv. Hanikiyot b'mamon nogat lekol echad. Gam mi shemitpanes mitmicha chodshit. What happens if a person gets financial help, financial assistance, his parents help him, whatever? Is that person able to be a naki? So he says, kasher nizal lenatzel tazman lelimud haTorah ba'avodat Hashem. That is a naki chapaim. If you're an avrich and you're getting paid a stipend by the kollel, your parents are helping you, whatever it is, and you capitalize on your time to grow in Torah u'ma'asim tovim, that's also considered neki chapayim. Because otherwise, if you're taking a kollel stipend and you're not really learning and you're just a bench warmer, so over there, that's a form of gezim. You have to know that. Masao matan be'emuna. Conducting business honestly. Shlomo, takshiv. You have to do business honestly. You do business?
No.
Now, he says, you just learned. Yetzirah miyuchad nitchadesh b'dor acharon b'ainyan gezel. Although gezel was always a yetzirah, but in this, the generation we live in today, it's like on steroids, a super yetzirah, money. Ad sheyesh harbeh anashim shekasheh lahem me'od leitgaber alav. Many people find it very difficult to abstain from gezel. And it's not only outright gezel, it's like cutting corners and like taking things from the government that they don't need to, rationalizing that, oh, they steal from us, all sorts of different things that are actual gezel. You'd be surprised about the shaylas that I get sometimes, like, are you serious? Like, what do you, that's mamish gezel. I got a shayla last night, actually. Somebody asked me about a certain thing. He wanted to, like, scam a certain store or whatever, and I told him, no, that's gezel. He's like, can the Rav explain to me why it's gezel? I'm like, no, I can't. No, you have to just be normal. People are so ingrained in like scamming the system